I was living in New York City, and someone told me about a concert in upstate New York that was a part of a video documentary called Great Feats of Feet that featured a group of tap dancers who called themselves the Copacetics. And these were old African-American men who had not been tap dancing for about 20 years because it had died out. And I went to see them. I was a modern dancer at the time, and I was so moved by the joy that was expressed through them, and the camaraderie and the sense of community, supporting the individual, the ability to play music and be a jazz musician with your feet, and all of it just sparked me and made me fall in love with tap. It's a very joyful experience to feel like you are able to bring something through you to share.
I can't say that I get nervous anymore, just because it's just something where you do it long enough and you get comfortable with it. That doesn't mean you don't get a sense of purpose and a kind of focus. I would say that's what I do. And rather than get nervous, I focus. I still remember the first, maybe I was 11 or something like that, when somebody first asked me to improvise. I was scared to death, didn't know what to do. But, you know, so you're lousy the first time, you're a little bit better the second time, a little better the third time. It's just one of those things. It takes practice and work and dedication.